Tell me, how about faith? What if you have faith to move mountains? Does that measure how much you know God? Now, read verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 13. What if you give your life on the mission field, serving? What if you sacrifice your family to win thousands and thousands to the Lord? Does that mean you know God? What if you can preach eloquently, and I mean just hold him spellbound, even if I am a Hollywood preacher. That's what they call me in Europe. He just, too much Hollywood techniques, you know. Dramatism, these American testimonies and preachers, they just use Hollywoodism and dramatism, you know. Does that measure how much I know God? No. You see, a person who knows God is a person who, I love what it says in the message, is at home in love. That's the undiscovered country. That's the undiscovered kingdom. That's the kingdom Jesus died for. That's where Lucifer lived. And Jesus said the whole mission, my dad's whole mission in life, he comes in John 17:4 and he says, Dad, I've completed the mission you gave me to do in life. And verse 6, Father, I manifested thy name. And then verse 22 and 23, the glory you've given me, I now give unto them that we might become one, and the whole world will know that you sent us, and that the love that you have for Jesus, the love that you have for me, that's the same love you have for them. You see, the whole mission of all creation is about receiving love, bringing us into unity. The world sees that we are now in unity by the love we have one for another, and that's John 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, and by this all the world knows that I have sent you. Are you seeing the mission? The Father's mission is that the entire world experiences His love by the love that is seen flowing in us. Receiving His love and giving it to the next person we meet. Receiving His love and giving it to the next person I meet. You see, that's your mission in life. That's what you were created for. You were created in God's image. God is love. Every fiber of your being has been created to receive love and give it away. And there's nothing more natural in life than walking in the love that God created you to be. That's His mission. And there's only one other mission. You're going to be subject to somebody's mission. And I got news for you. It won't be your own. Because you're either subject to the father of creation, or you're subject and come into agreement to the father of lies. Every day, every hour, your life is either in agreement with the father of creation. Oh, I love you just the way you are. And you're my favorite child. And we said, thank you, Dad. Now how can I give it away? Because however you feel about yourself is what you're going to do and require of others and how you treat others. And if you're hearing the voice of the Father of creation tell you how much He loves you, you'll be subject to His mission, and you'll live His life to make the Father's love known to the next person you meet today. Husbands, that means your wife, too. Parents, that means your children, too. But see, if we're not subject to that mission, whose mission are we in agreement with? I will. I will. I will. I will do it my way. I'm no longer comfortable with the Father's mission. And Lucifer lived in a home of perfect love and chose his mission over the Father's mission. And you and I live in a home of perfect love. That in Christ we are forgiven of our sins, we have been robed in a robe of righteousness, and now our whole life is to be just like Jesus' life in John 17:4. Father, I've fulfilled the mission you've given me to do. I've manifested your name upon the earth. Whose name are you manifesting on the earth today? It's either the father of lies, or it's the father of creation. And so I taught this over and 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 over. The Frosties came, the Frosties went. The Frosties came, the Frosties went. The Frosties came. Their marriages are still in turmoil. They still get up every morning with oppression and they can't get free.